Welcome to the Customer Mission Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Olson, and today we're going to talk about three signs of organizational dysfunctionality and how to fix it. So we've all worked for dysfunctional companies at one time or another, and most of the time we view them through the lens of people, whether it be domineering bosses, hostile work environments, or sweatshop-like circumstances. However, there are three common behaviors that can permeate a company and create dysfunction, even if the people and the teams are the nicest on the planet. Number one, decisions drag on for months. I have witnessed talented people leaving companies because they couldn't handle the lack of deliberate decision-making anymore. They got tired of internal corporate bickering, self-sabotaging, and snail's-paced decision-making, so they left. Well, why does this happen? Sometimes it's culture, where the organization is highly risk-averse and seeks knowledge, perfection before pulling the trigger, rather than encouraging experimentation. Sometimes it's power plays. How to fix it? Put decision-making into three categories. First, those decisions which can be made independently. Second, those that need another look, whether from a peer or superior, that impact another area of the organization. And third, those that are big investments, long-term or major changes. Then act on those categorizations accordingly. Number two, so many meetings. There are endless meetings. Many meetings are for show rather than function. Meetings tend to be 95% talk and 5% action. Most of the time, a bulk of attendees really don't need to be there. And other times, it's a case where even if a decision is made, it gets cycled back through in subsequent meetings because a real decision hasn't really yet been made. So why does this happen? Oftentimes, companies want to ensure that no one department feels isolated or excluded. So it becomes an everyone attends meeting. Alternatively, some meetings have such exclusivity that decisions are made with a pre-select group of people, and the other meetings are really designed to sell the pre-made decision to the remainder. So how to fix it? Companies believe there are too many meetings and try to limit the frequency or days when meetings occur. However, it's not the frequency of the meeting, but the function. Instead, for every meeting, determine the one thing that needs to be accomplished up front, and don't end the meeting until it's achieved. This forces efficiency as well as transparency. And number three, hurry up and wait, aka new idea killing. Some initiatives are urgent, others are not. Yet many times organizations push something quickly through the pipeline only to get to a point where everything comes to a grinding halt. This cycle can happen many times over the course of a year or more. And frequently when the initiative restarts, the old work is scrapped and things start from scratch. So why does this happen? Most instances, moving a new idea forward quickly is intended to build momentum and buy-in, where if given enough traction, no one will step up and squash it. But someone does, and you can't restart with the same premise because now it has a stigma. Other times, the idea grows to the point where it becomes a major initiative and is quickly halted because other people need to make the go, no-go decision on it. So how to fix it? Begin with fleshing out the idea on paper, identifying where the perceived roadblocks will be. More importantly, outline what the initiative will deliver, focusing on the outcome, not the idea. Identify folks who are influential and who will back you. And then identify what fears, legitimate or not, the final decision makers will have, and then determine how you'll address them. Understanding these perceptions are often primarily based on emotion rather than logic. Lastly, give them a visual, whether it be a mock-up, prototype, or a physical concept to see, rather than words on a PowerPoint, to make the idea tangible. There's no single way to fully eliminate dysfunction in an organization, but you can start to chip away at it. This requires dedication, focus, consistency, and most importantly, honesty. Stop justifying the things as unchangeable and start taking action, even if you're in your own department or area. Habits take time to break, and if you've been doing these behaviors for decades, they won't change overnight. This has been Andrea Olson with the Customer Mission Podcast. Thank you for listening and look forward to having you back next time.